共有十章。
There are a total of 10 chapters in Esther.
那如果用两节的时间哦，这是要相当快啊，一节要查五章。
If we use two sessions, then every session we have to study five chapters.
所以我想用主题的方式跟大家来探讨以斯帖记。
So I'd like to use a topical format to study Esther.
那今天啊，我想用机会这个题目跟大家来啊探讨以斯帖记。
So today I'd like to use a topic opportunity as a topic for talking about Esther.
我们先来看传道书的第九章。
Let us look at Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
传道书的第九章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
十一节。
Verse 11.
第九章十一节。
Chapter 9, verse 11.
我又转念见日光之下快跑的未必得赢，力战的未必得粮食得胜，智慧的未必得粮食，明哲的未必得子财，灵巧的未必得喜悦，所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
Verse 11, I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned, but time and chance happen to them all.
这个地方，所罗门观察人生的万象。
Here Solomon, he studies the life of a human.
到最后他下一个结论。
So he made a conclusion.
所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
He says that it is time and chance that happened to them all.
那这个机会，我们如果看英文翻译就很有趣，他把它翻译做 time and chance.
The English translation is time and chance.
所以什么叫机会？
What is opportunity?
就是 time and chance， 能两个放在一起。
It is time and chance putting them together.
我们仔细看这个以斯帖记，就是在讲这两件事情 ，time and chance。
If we carefully look at Esther, it talks about time and chance.
那这个地方告诉我们
，Here it tells us，
说日光之下啊，这个日光之下就是在这个有形的世界。
Says that under the sun, that means everything that is done under the sun.
那既然有日光之下，表示说有一个日光之上。
If there is under the sun, then there is also above the sun.
日光之上就是灵界。
So above the sun is of the spirituality.
那所我们观看我们这个世界的生活。
So if we look at the daily routines of this earth.
他说快跑的未必得赢。
Says that the race is not to the swift.
就是说跑得很快的哈，也就是说我们在世界上做事情啊，这个啊能力很强，速度很快，他不一定是到最后是得胜者。
Those who are very strong in ability and those who actually are very efficient, they're not necessarily the winners.
那力战的未必得胜。
And the battle does not belong to the strong.
力战啊，如果我们看英文叫做 strong， 也就是说啊，强盛的他不一定最后得胜。
And strong doesn't mean that they will always win.
智慧的人不一定得粮食。
And food does not come to the wise.
有时候头脑聪明的到最后不是所谓得粮食，不是赚最多钱的人，不一定是这样。
So it is not necessarily true that the wisest people they have the most wealth.
那最后是决定是机会。
But the last determination is chance.
我们现在回来看以斯帖记的第四章。
Let us look back now to Esther chapter 4.
以斯帖记第四章。
Esther chapter 4.
这个是整卷圣经里面最重要一句话。整个以斯帖记里面最重要一句话在十四节。
In Esther chapter 4, verse 14, it's the most important phrase in the whole book of Esther.
我们看以斯帖记第四章的十四节。
Let us look at Esther chapter 4, verse 14.
此时你若闭口不言，犹太人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救，你和你父家必灭亡。冤知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
Verse 14, For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your family will perish. And who knows what you have come to royal position for such a time as this?
最后一句话很重要
The last phrase is very important.
你得了王后的位分，不是 为着现今的机会吗？
Isn't it true that you come to such royal position for such a time as this?
这个是莫迪改提醒以斯帖的一句话。
This is a phrase that Mordecai had reminded Esther.
为什么以斯帖他的故事会写在圣经？
Why was the story of Esther written in the Bible?
而且用以他的名字做一卷圣经的 title。
And why was her name actually used as the title of this book?
就是因为她把握机会。
Because she had actually hold on to this chance opportunity.
她做了一件很伟大的事情。
She did something great.
那救了犹太人。
That had saved the Jews.
而今天她的名字留在圣经里面。
And this was why that her name is written in the Bible as a remembrance.
如果以斯帖当时没有把握机会。
If she did not take hold of this chance,
让那个机会过去,
and she let this chance fly away,
以斯帖记现在就没有了，圣经就没有以斯帖记,
and the Bible will not have the book of Esther.
那以斯帖这个名字也没有人记得了,
and the name of Esther will not be remembered as well.
所以以斯帖把握机会, 这是我们大家思想的一个问题。
So Esther had.Hold on to this chance, and this is actually something we should ponder.
我们事实上来想哦，我们一生呢，其实都经历过很多的机会。
If we look through our whole life, we have actually came upon a lot of chances.
但是会让我们不同的就是我们有把握机会。
But what makes us different is that we are able to hold on to this opportunity.
但是有的把这个机会放过去了。
Yet some people let go of these opportunities.
所以我们在学这一卷圣经里面的一个很重要的教训，就是对我们现实的生活有什么意义，这个最重要。
So when we learn today, what is actually beneficial for our daily life, and this is most important.
如果我们只学一些属灵的教训，然后对现实生活没有一个很重要的这个关联的话，好像学读圣经对我们没有什么影响。
If we only know the spiritual teaching but make no connection to our daily lives, then it has no influence on our daily lives.
如果能够把这个教训应用到生活，那我们学的就对我们就有帮助。
If we can take the teaching and use it in our daily lives, then it would be very beneficial in our lives.
首先呢，这个以斯帖能够变成王后，这件事情本身就是神赐的一个机会。
So first of all, the fact that Esther could be a queen is actually a chance given by God.
那现在莫迪改提醒他，你现在王后的这个头衔是神赐给你另外一个机会，要救犹太人。
So later on, Mordecai reminded her that she had come to such a royal position. It is for a time as this.
所以以斯帖的一生有两个很重要的机会，最后他抓住了。
So Esther had two important opportunities in her life, and she had held on to them.
一个就是变成王后。
The first was becoming a queen.
一个是救了以色列百姓。
The second is saving the Jewish people.
那我们先来看以斯帖怎么变成王后。
So let us look at how she became queen.
这就是以斯帖记的第一章。
This is recorded in Esther chapter 1.
以斯帖记第一章在记载在波斯王亚哈水鲁王所发生的事情。
And Esther actually happened during the time of Xerxes or King Ahasuerus.
这个亚哈水鲁王相当的强盛。
He was a very strong king.
所以他设摆筵席，请了好多人权贵的来到他的王宫来享受这些筵席。
During his reign, he gave a banquet for all the nobles and officials so that they can come to enjoy his feast.
然后在筵席的第七天，他吩咐他的王后十二节瓦什提出来给大家观看他的美貌。
And in 12th day, he invited Queen Vashti to come and so everyone can look upon her beauty.
但是这个王后她不愿意顺从。
But the queen would not be obedient.
那从十三节开始这个王就非常的生气。
So the king became furious.
因为他不王后不遵守他的不照他的话来做。
Because the queen refused to follow what he said.
那以后他们就再向这个参谋来问要怎么办。
So later on, he consulted his experts.
因为这件事情会对整个国家有很大的影响。
Because such a matter will actually be great influence the whole nation.
他们所怕的就是这样以后变成 所有的妇女啊都不听她丈夫的话。
And this might result in that a lot of that the whole nation women would not listen to their husband's words.
啊，所以第二章开始啊就在记载这个啊亚哈水里王啊接受建议啊要换了这个王后。
So chapter 2 talks about that King Xerxes or Ahasuerus, he actually accepted the suggestion to have new queen.
那这个就是以斯帖的机会。
So this was an opportunity for Esther.
那我们从这个前面一直看到后面，我们发现这个机会本身不是他创造的。
So from beginning to the end, we could see that this opportunity was not made by her.
人没有办法创造机会。
We humans cannot make our own chances.
因为这个机会包括整个环境的一种改变，包括人的一种行为，无形中所形成的。
Because chances happen during the influence of environment as well as the character of human beings.
但是机会常常是神安排的。
But it is God who arranges chances.
那第二章就开始记载以斯帖怎么被立作王后。
Chapter 2 talks about how Esther was made into queen.
那在以斯帖被立为王后，我们现在看第二章。
Let us look at chapter 2.
17节。
Verse 17.
说王爱以斯帖过于爱众女。他就在王面前蒙恩宠，比众处女更甚。王就把王后冠冕戴在他的头上，立他为王后，代替瓦斯提。
Verse 17. Now the king was attracted to Esther more than any of the other women, and she won his favor and approval more than any of other virgins. So he set a royal crown on her head and made her queen instead of Vashti.
这里告诉我们说以斯帖能够变王后是因为王爱她超过爱其他的 女孩子。
Here says that Esther became queen because the king was attracted to Esther more than any other women.
但是如果我们再问一个问题，为什么这个王会爱以斯帖过于其他的 女孩子？
So let's ask a question. Why was the king more attracted to Esther than other women?
那我们只有一个回答。
There was only one answer.
这个是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
所以有时候我们也听到很多教会信徒的见证。
And we hear a lot of testimonies of brothers and sisters.
比方说 有一个姐妹她一直找工作都找不到。
For example, there's a sister who tried to find a job but could not find for a long time.
后来她在见证她在她的履历表上面加上很多的这个装饰。
And she had actually adorned her, quote unquote, adorned her her resume.
这样看起来她变成她的这个履历表很吸引人。
To make her resume looks very more attractive.
她是很好的大学毕业的。
She graduated from a very top university.
但是每一次这 interview 完了，她第一个回想说，我刚刚讲那个我好像不是实在的我。
After every interview, she always think back and think, the person who was talking to the interviewer is not me.
后来每次 interview 好像得到又没有得到。
After every interview, she felt as if she had not obtained that job.
那一段时间她开始在思想这个人生的一些意义跟人生的价值。
During that time, she started thinking about the meaning of her life.
那后来有一次家庭聚会。
Later on, during a family service,
这个姐妹就在查考箴言。
They were studying Proverbs.
她箴言里面就在提到说，我们人要信靠神，信托神。
In Proverbs says that we have to entrust ourselves to God.
那以后她去 interview.
Later on, when she went to interview,
她就把她过去所加那个不实在的全部都删掉。
And all those things that seem superficial, not herself, she took away from her resume.
然后她去 interview 的时候，她就把她实在的我讲出来。
So when she went to interview, she would tell the person interviewing the actual her.
这个过去她没有这样做。
Before she didn't do that.
但是很奇妙的。
But miraculously,
她这样做，后来那个 interview 那个人就喜欢她。
When she did this in taking away the superficial things, the person interviewing her started liking her.
那以后就叫一个地区的主管，在东部的一个地区的主管 interview 她。
So later on, she was interviewed by the regional manager.
那个地区的主管就问她一个问题。
And the regional manager asked her a question.
说你有没有读过一本书叫 Purpose Driven Life?
Have you read a book called The Purpose Driven Life?
那个主管是一个基督徒。
Because this manager was actually a Christian.
那也喜欢他。
So he looked favorably upon her.
所以他就得到那个工作。
So she got the job.
以后他自己再回想。
Later she reflected.
他用很多自己的方法。
She used a lot of her own ways.
但他找不到工作。
But she could not find a job.
但是当他全心全力交托给神。
Yet when she entrusted her whole self to God,
她发现那些面谈的人喜欢她。
She later found out those people who interviewed her liked her.
所以她一直感谢神，她说这个是神的恩典。
So she thanked the Lord because she knows this is the mercy and grace of God.
因为她过去有这么多机会。
Because she had so many opportunities.
但是好像机会对她没有什么好处。
But it seems like these opportunities didn't do any good to her.
但是这一次的机会对她有好处。
But this opportunity was good for her.
因为我神感动了那面谈的人。
Because God moved the person interviewing her.
所以这个以斯帖啊，他蒙神的宠爱啊，这是因为神感动他。
So Esther was looked favorably upon. It's because God moved the king.
所以他得到这个王后的位分。
So she received the position of a queen.
那这个会对我们的人生观产生一个很大的影响。
This will actually be of great influence to our lives.
因为我们常常会想说，我就是要拼，我就是要打，我在社会上才会成功。
We often think that we have to strive hard and we have to work hard in order to succeed in the society.
但是我们信主越久，我们就知道说，对，你要拼，要努力，这是对的。
Yes, it is good that we try our best and we toil and we strive to make the best of ourselves.
但是到最后那个关键点的时候，你需要神的恩典。
But at the key point, we need to have God's grace.
如果有神的恩典，那我们就跟别人不同。
If we have God's grace, then we are different from other people.
所以在这么多女人当中，以斯帖到最后就变成王后，就是因为神的恩典。
So among all these women, Queen Esther, or Esther became queen due to God's mercy.
那在以斯帖要得到这个王后的位分之前呢？
And before Esther obtained this position of queenship,
她有做她应该做的准备跟努力。
She actually was prepared herself, and she gave herself time to prepare.
所以从第二章开始，我们就知道这个莫迪改就推荐她了，就要去见王。
Mordecai actually recommended her to see the king.
然后那个以斯帖就进到这个王宫里面去。
And Esther entered into the royal palace.
那我们就发现以斯帖就照着他所应该要准备的来准备自己。
And she had prepared herself under the strict regulations of preparing.
我们看十二节。
Let us look at verse 12.
众子女照着先例洁净身体十二个月，六个月用墨药。油六个月用香料洁身之物满齐了，满了日期，然后挨次进去见亚哈水鲁王。这个地方讲一共有十二个月的准备。
Here says that in verse 12 that there are 12 months of preparation.
这是莫迪改以斯帖的本身的一个准备。
This is the preparation of Esther.
所以我们提到这个机会是神给我们的。
We talk about that opportunity is given by God.
但是在机会没有来之前，我们人应该要有尽人的本分去准备。
But before the opportunity comes, we need to, it's our duty to prepare ourselves.
不是说我们靠神的恩典，我们本身不需要努力。
It is not that we rely on God's mercy and grace and we don't need to strive to put our effort in.
我们最近才看在这个奥运会在在希腊是吧？在举开过。
We had recently seen the Olympic Games in Athens.
那要得到一个金牌的人，他下多大的功夫准备
For a person who wants to obtain a gold medal, they have to do such a great preparation.
他有充分的准备，然后他去有这个机会去参加，他才有机会得到金牌。
They have full preparation. That's why they have this faith to be able to obtain this gold.
如果这个人想要去参加奥运，有这个机会去参加，但是他没有准备，他也没有办法在这个机会当中他能够得胜。
So if a person is qualified to go to the Olympic Games but have not prepared themselves, then of course they would not win.
因此我们很多的事情，包括属灵的事情，当然我们要神给我们机会，但是我们本身不能够没有我们做人应该的努力。
Of course, in many spiritual matters, we definitely need God's help and God gave us chance, but we also have need to, it's our duty to put our effort in.
比方说我们最近在东部有一个老弟兄，大概八十几岁离世。
For instance, there is a brother about 80 years old in the East Coast. He recently passed away.
论慕道，他慕道了四十年。
When we talk about truth seeking, he had truth sought with us 40 years.
我很少看到人慕道四十年才洗礼。
I rarely see someone who has been with us truth seeking 40 years.
他从他年轻当医生就开始慕道了，一直到他退休，一直到老公公了才洗礼。
He had come to our church to listen to the sermon as young doctor, and then after he became a grandfather, then he baptized.
那他洗礼的时候最高兴，他太太最高兴。
So when he got baptized, who was the happiest person? It was his wife.
因为为着要等候那个他点头要洗礼那个机会啊，他的太太预备了四十年。
So in order to prepare her husband to nod his head for baptism, she prepared for 40 years.
你看他太太天天为他祷告。
She prayed for him every single day.
然后想办法安排到他家去聚会。
And she would try to use various methods to have people go to her house to worship.
因为他的先生不来教会，那你只有去就近他。
Because the husband refuses to go to church, so they have to bring people to her house.
然后想办法安排一些信徒跟他先生比较谈得来的去他家跟他聊天，这样跟他建立关系。
And she thought about ways in which those people who like to talk to her husband and invite them to her house to build this relationship.
那这个就是她本身应该努力的。
And this is her duty to put her effort in.
所以经过她的努力以后，她先生其实已经明白道理。
After her effort, actually her husband realizes.
只是那个头低不下来。
Yet her husband's not willing to lower his pride.
那后来她先生有这个什么，那个叫什么？行动不方便了，会渐渐退化了。
Alzheimer。
对对，那个中文怎么讲？对，有那个毛病哈，是行动越来越慢了。
So later on, her husband had Alzheimer.
那他先生知道他引起他的家人很多麻烦。
So after he knows.About his own condition, he knows he brings a lot of trouble to his family.
所以有一天，他先生就跟他讲，他说：“我想要自杀。”
So one day, her husband said, "I want to commit suicide."
因为我活得不但我很痛苦，也把他们全家弄得很痛苦。
And he said, "I am living in such a dreadful life right now. I don't want to bring you guys in." So
结果那个他的太太就知道机会来了。
So the wife knows that the chance had come.
就跟他讲：“你这么勇敢自杀，为什么？”不勇敢一点来信耶稣。
The wife said, "If you're brave enough to commit suicide, why don't you be brave enough to get baptized?"
你都敢自杀了，不敢信耶稣。
You're willing to kill yourself, but why don't you come and believe in Christ?
那这句话打动了他。
So what she said actually moved him.
他就开始想了，要信耶稣。
So he started to wanting to believe.
那最后他点头要洗礼。
So later on, he was willing to get baptized.
洗礼的时候，一个弟兄自愿把他背下去到水里面洗礼。
There was a brother who was willing to volunteer to carry this brother down to the water.
所以我们要带领我们自己家人的洗礼，你不能说等到机会，等到他断气，他为什么他也不洗礼啊？
So if we want our family members to believe in Christ, we should not wait until they almost ran out of breath.
就是机会来之前要做我们应该要做的事情。
So before opportunity comes, we need to do what we should do.
那机会来的时候，你才有办法成就了你想要做的工作。
So when this opportunity comes, then we can complete what we want to have happen.
那以斯帖就是这样。
This happened to Esther.
照着他的常例做他的应该做的，机会来了，他神感动了这个王，他就变王后。
She put her effort up and she followed her effort, and so therefore she was able to become the queen.
所以对一个年轻人来讲哦，你要读书，你一定要读书啊。
So for a young person who studies, if you need to study, you should study.
但是你要去工作的时候，你要神的恩典感动那面谈的人，那你才能够得到工作。
And when you're ready to have a job, then you need to pray and ask God to move the person interviewing you so you can be hired.
所以让机会发生功效，就是我们人要尽我们的努力，但是我们需要神的恩典。
So in order for opportunity to be effective, we need to put our effort in.
好，那在这件事情上面，我们可以看到有几个很重要的要点。
So on this matter, we could see there are several important points.
就是后来以斯帖要救以色列百姓。
Later on, Esther was to save the whole king or the nation of Israelites.
那现在他要救以色列百姓，这是一个很大的冒险。
This is actually a risk that she's taking.
我们现在看回到第四章以斯帖记的第四章。
Let us look back to Esther chapter 4.Verse 16.
你当去招聚苏珊城所有的犹太人为我禁食三昼三夜，不吃不喝。然后我进去，宫女也要这样禁食。然后我违例进去见王，我若死就死吧。17节。
Verse 17.
于是莫迪改照着以斯帖所吩咐的一切的去行。到最后，为什么莫迪这以斯帖愿意冒生命的危险，把握这个机会就？救犹太人呢
？Why was it in the end that Esther was willing to risk her own life to save all the Jews？
我发现有三个很重要的要点。
There are three important points。
那有时候我们常常回想，为什么我们过去有一些机会我们没有办法把握呢
？So if we think of ourselves, why are there some opportunities we cannot grasp hold of？
我在当传道这20年了，至少有访问过三个临死的信徒。
As a preacher for about 20 some years, I have visited three nearly dying members.
有的是临死前一天我去访问他。
One of them happens to be before the day he or she passed away, I visited.
临死的两三天。
Or 2 days before they passed away.
他们告诉我差不多同一件事情。
They tell me the same thing.
如果主耶稣再给我活着。
If Jesus allow me to live one more time.
好好的。来爱神跟爱人。
I will love human and love God.
我看着这个跟我讲话那个信徒。
I looked at this member who's nearly dying.
我知道他讲的话是真心。
I know that the words are true and sincere.
如果主耶稣给我再活。
If Jesus give me another chance to live.
他一定要把握机会来爱神爱人。
Then this person will take hold of the opportunity to love God and human.
但是可惜的就是神给他的机会爱神爱人的机会已经没有，他已经进到最后一天。
But unfortunately, God has actually almost ended his chance to serve a human and to serve God.
那我就在回想，那为什么不单是他，有时候包括我在内，为什么当神给我们的机会的时候我们没有办法把握呢？像莫迪改这样，像以斯帖这样呢？
So it is not just this person thinking, but I often think, why is it that we cannot grasp hold of these opportunities?
那我们就来查考，为什么当时以斯帖愿意把握这个机会，冒生命危险来救以色列百姓。
So let us study why Esther was willing to risk her life and take hold of this opportunity.
第一个
First,
就是她对自己的身份有一个很清楚的自觉，我是谁。
She is very clear of her own identity of who she was.
从第二章开始
From chapter 2 onwards.
一直到第三章第四章
To chapter 3 and chapter 4.
有一件事情很重要的
There's one matter that is very important.
我们现在看第二章
Let us look at chapter
2. 第十节
Verse 10.
以斯帖未曾将籍贯宗族告诉人，因为莫迪改吩咐他不可叫人知道。
Verse 10. Esther had not revealed her nationality and family background because Mordecai had forbidden her to do so.
因为她现在是在外族啊。
Because she is actually the foreigner.
那她不可以告诉人她的籍贯宗族。
She is not allowed to reveal her nationality and family background.
因为她是犹太人。
Because she was a Jew.
所以在她心里面的最深处，她知道她是犹太人。
So deep down in her heart, she knows that she was a Jew.
那莫迪改也告诉她你是犹太人，因为莫迪改从小就把她栽培大，她父母已经离世了。
Mordecai also told her that she's a Jew because Mordecai had raised her from very young since her parents died.
那莫迪改吩咐她说你不可以告诉人。
And Mordecai had told her very strictly that she's not to tell anyone.
因为怕引起她生活的一些困难。
Because he was afraid that it would cause trouble in her daily life.
但是她是犹太人这件事情一直存留在她心里面。
But in her heart, she knows of her own identity.
再看第二章。
Let us look at chapter 2.
20节。
Verse 20.
以斯帖照着莫迪改所吩咐的，没有将宗籍贯宗族告诉人，因为以斯帖遵莫迪改的命抚养他的时候一样。
Verse 20, but Esther had kept secret her family background, nationality, just as Mordecai had told her to do so, for she continued to follow Mordecai's instructions as she had done when he was bringing her up.
这个时候已经是她已经变王后了。
At this time, she was already the queen.
别人不知道她是谁。
Other people did not know who she was.
但是她知道她是谁。
But she knew who she was.
我就是犹太人。
I am a Jew.
那这种身份上的自觉，以后才产生一种我要把握机会救我的犹太人。
Because she knows her own identity very clearly, this is why she wants to save her own people.
那今天告诉我们什么
？So what does this tell us today?
今天告诉我们，我们在属灵上对自己的身份要有相当的自觉。
This tells us that that for the spiritual identity, we need to have a self-realization.
也就是明白我是谁。
We need to realize who we are.
我们常常有这种这个意识，这个身份意识上的危机啊。
Sometimes we have this identity crisis.
就是说你问了下一辈的小孩子在这里长大，你是谁
？You ask those kids who are born in the U.S. So what nationality are you?
你问他说你是不是中国人
？Are you Chinese?
他也觉得好像是美国人。
And your child probably says probably American.
那你美国人为什么你皮肤也不是白的？
But if you're
我是中国人。
If you're American, your skin is not white, so maybe they're Chinese.
所以我们在这个社会长大，变成我们的这个我们的意识不是很清楚我是谁。
So growing up in the society, we're not very clear of our own identity.
但这个世界上的比较不重要。
But this is not important.
比较重要是在属灵上我是谁，这个是关键。
What's more important is that in spirit.Who we are, and this is a key point.
好，我们现在看生命记第六章。
Let us look at Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第四节。
Verse 4.
生命记第六章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
以色列啊，你要听，主我们的神是独一的主。
Verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我今日所吩咐你的话，你都要记在心上。
These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts.
第七节。
Verse 7.
要殷勤教训你的儿女。
Impress them upon your children.
这个第四节一直到第九节，这是在原文这个希腊文希伯来文是一首诗，非常有押韵的，很好可以唱。
In verses 4 through 9, this is in Hebrew actually a poem, and you can actually, or song, you can sing to it, and there is a rhythm going.
那这一段圣经就是记载我们怎么样做家庭的宗教教育。
And this tells us how do we do family religious education.
我们知道犹太人王国近2000年。
We know that the Israel, kingdom of Israel had actually been decimated for 2,000 years. 但是没有
王种。
But it has not decimated the offsprings.
他没有被同化。
They did not get assimilated.
这是历史的奇迹。
This is actually a miracle of history.
那有很多人研究的结果发现，这是犹太教的影响。
And many people study this and decided that this was because of the influence of the nation of Israelites.
那他们散住在世界各个角落，但是犹太教没有衰退。
They are spread around the world, but the whole Jewish the culture has not dwindled. The Judaism has not dwindled.
他们的信仰没有衰退。
Their faith has not dwindled.
因为家庭宗教教育做得很好。
Because of a very good family religious education.
所以家庭有很重要保存信仰的功能。
So family has a very important role in keeping the religious education.
那我们就再问一个问题，为什么他们的家庭有这么有力量能够保存犹太教？
So why is that they have such a strong influence to keep this faith in their family?
到最后最关键的一个问题就是第四节第一句话。
And the most important one is in verse 4.
以色列啊，你要听。
Hear, O Israel.
你是神的选民。
You are the people of God.
你是不列在万民当中的民。
You are the chosen nation.
你是独居之民。
You are the only nation.
所以他们把自己的身份刻在心里面。
So they have actually ingrained their identity inside their hearts.
不论到天涯海角，他们心里面永远知道我是犹太人。
No matter where they go, they know that they are Jewish people.
我是神的选民。
That they are the chosen people of God.
那从这个身份为出发点啊，来想事情，来计划他的生活。
So, because they know their own identity, then they start from planning, planning other things based on their clear identification of themselves.
所以今天有时候我们在看我们自己，虽然我们是得救的选民。
So when we see ourselves today, although we know that we are the chosen people,
但是有时候我们在想事情，完全都是世俗化。
Sometimes when we think about things, we think very worldly things.
我们忘记了我是谁。
We forget who we are.
因为忘记了我是谁，所以我们做很多的决定，或者我们整个家庭生活的形态，跟我们的身份不配。
So sometimes because we forgot our own identity, sometimes when we make decisions, our family, it does not correspond to our actual identity.
因此这个以斯帖记在记载以斯帖愿意把握机会冒生命的危险是因为他认识他是谁。
So Esther was willing to sacrifice and risk her life is because she knows clearly her identity.
今天我们要认识我们是谁。
Today we need to know who we are.
第二个
Point number two.
以斯帖愿意把握机会是因为他对同胞的爱。
She's willing to risk herself and grasp hold of the opportunity because she loves her people.
我们再回到以斯帖记的第四章。
Let us go back to Esther chapter 4.
十四节。
Verse 14.
此时你若闭口不言，犹太人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救。你和你的父家必灭亡。焉知你得王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
Verse 14.For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your family will perish.
那让我们看以斯帖禁食三昼三夜就去见王。
So after Esther had fasted for 3 days and 3 nights, she went to see the king.
为什么
？Why？
因为这个是有生命的危险。
Because this is life-threatening.
在第四章的开头。
In the beginning of chapter 4.
在记载莫迪改。
Records Mordecai.
莫迪改，我们先看第一节哈。
Let us look at verse one.
莫迪改知道所做这一切事，就撕裂衣服，穿麻衣，蒙灰尘，在城中行走痛哭哀嚎。
When Mordecai learned of all that had been done, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes, and went out to city wailing loud bitterly.
我们知道为什么莫迪改会这样做。
We know why Mordecai did this.
因为莫迪改知道他是犹太人。
Because he knew that he was a Jew.
现在王要灭掉犹太人。
Now that the king wanted to kill the whole nation.
当然他爱他的本族啊。
The race. So he loves his own race.
所以对他来讲，这是一个很大的危险啊！他很爱犹太人，他痛痛哭嚎。
This will endanger his own whole people. So he loves his people.
那以后以斯帖愿意去见王，也因为他爱犹太人，所以他愿意牺牲他的生命。
And later on, Esther was willing to go see the king because she loved her people.
如果她爱她自己，她不会这样做。
If she only loved herself, she will not do this.
这是她愿意把握机会的第二个原因。
This was the second reason she was willing to grasp hold of the opportunity.
对同胞有爱。
She loved her own people.
所以保罗在罗马书里面。
So Paul in Romans.
也在提到他愿意传福音给他本族的人。
He's willing to preach to his own people.
他为他本族人的得救啊，常常流泪。
He also shed tears often for his own people.
那这个流泪就是出于他的爱。
And the shedding of tear is out of his love.
所以我们愿意把握神给我们的机会。我们看第九章，罗马书第九章。
Let us look at Romans chapter 9.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我在基督里说真话，并不是谎言。我的良心被圣灵感动，给我做见证。第二节。
Verse 2.
我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛。第三节。
Verse 3.
为着我的骨肉之亲，就是自己被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意。被咒诅跟基督分离，我也愿意。
Paul says there he was willing to be cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of his brothers.
这个比肉体的死更可怕。
This is even more scary than the death of physical body.
基督分离没有救恩了。
This is cutting off from Christ and having no salvation.
但是因为他爱他的同胞，他愿意这样。
But because he loved his brothers, he was willing to do this.
所以我们愿意把握机会，另外一个原因就是我们对神的爱。
So another reason why we are willing to grasp hold of the opportunity because we have love.
我们最近在我们前两年在我们教会在设计一个我们新的网络工作。
Our church has recently tried to establish this network system.
诸位，所以如果你现在你进到网络里面，你打 tjc.org， 你发现新的网络出来。
So if you type in tjc.org, you will see a new web page.
那这个网络现在设计的就是以后全世界的各种不同的语言你只要进入这个网址上面你打上去。你在中国打就会自动转成中文。
And this, the website is designed that no matter where you enter from, what country you enter from, for instance, if you enter from China, this web page will automatically turn into Chinese.
那你如果在法国打 tjc.org 打出来，自动就转做法文。
If you enter tjc.org from France, it'll turn to French.
那你如果在阿根廷打 TJC.org 自然就转做西班牙文。
If you actually type this in from Argentina, it'll turn into Spanish.
我们最近在非洲的刚果有240几个一个教派240几个信徒受洗。
Recently in Africa, in Congo, there are about 240 some members who got baptized.
里面大概有20几个外教会的牧师包括在里面。
And among them are 20 some pastors from other churches.
那怎么传进去的？
How was it able to be preached in?
就是 tjc.org 传进去的。
It's a result of tjc.org.
他来看，看了以后就跟我们联络。
After they have seen this, they started communicating with us.
那我们传道者第一次跟他联络就说，金银我都没有。
And the preacher, first time they talked to them, we do not have gold nor silver.
我给你我所有的，神的道。
I give you what I have, which is God's words.
到他那里下飞机，第一句话，金银我都没有。
And when the preacher goes there and went down the plane, gold, silver, I have not.
那个传道在写他的工作报告说，他带有那个 MMM 呢，小孩子很喜欢吃的，他一粒都没有给他们。
The preacher brought these M&M candies, but he refused to give any of those candies to them.
那他要洗礼的时候，有的要走3个钟头来。
So some people who were about to be baptized or were to be baptized, they walked 3 hours.
那传道就要求50 cents 美金，他们就可以不要走路。
So the preacher requested 50 cents.
当然，这个传道心里很转啊。
So they don't have to walk. So
心里很转啊。
The preacher had pity on them.
但他只能硬下心来，金银我都没有，要走着来。
He had to be hard, like hard hearts. He says, "Silver and gold, I have not."
目的就是要考验你，这是不是真的为真理来
So he wanted to test these people if they came for the truth.
真的好多人走了三个钟头来洗礼。
And indeed, many people, they walk about 3 hours to come and get baptized.
所以这个 TJC.org 啊，现在开始一直产生作用。
So indeed, this TJC.org has been very effective.
那当初要架设的时候，需要很多的经验。
When it was first designed, it needed a lot of monetary support.
我们教会有个信徒啊，出力出了很多。
There was a member in our church who had put a lot of effort into this website.
那他为什么出这么多力？
Why was this person willing to do so?
就是把握机会。
Because this person held on to the opportunity.
他说啊，他在看以前那个股票最高的时候。
And so this person was saying that when he saw the height of the stock market.
那个时候很多人啊，在纸面上是百万富翁以上。
On paper, many people seem like a billion or millionaires.
那个就是机会啊。
That was the opportunity.
但是机会你没有把握住啊。
But many people didn't grasp hold of the opportunity.
我在东部常常跟他们讲啊，我说如果那个时候你们县十一捐哦 ，Hillsboro 两个都盖起来。
I told the East Coast people if you at that time when at the height of the stock market, that you're able to give a tithe, then you will have two Hillsboro churches.
不但盖起来，你还可以减税啊，那个 tax deductible。
Not only that, it's tax deductible.
但是在那个有机会的时候，拿不出来。
But at the time of opportunity, they could not take out their money.
那股票掉下去了。
And the stock market declined.
想当初我如果现实一捐多好。
So wasn't it better that we, in the beginning, we had offered?
但是那已经过去了。
But that had passed away.
所以这个信徒啊，他就想说，以前有很多人有机会，但是他放过去了。
So this member thought that many people had opportunity, but they let it pass away.
那现在神给他有机会。
So now God gave this person a chance.
他赚了钱。
He had money.
他知道这个什么时候要结束，这个不是他能控制的。
He knows that he didn't know when it will end.
但是他能够控制的就是当神给他钱的时候，他要把握这个机会来爱神，做一些事情在教会上。
But what he knew or what he could do is that when God gave him the opportunity to have this sum of money and this amount of money, he's willing to love God and work for him.
所以我们这个 TJC 大耳机这个整个网络的架设花很多的钱呢，就是这个信徒奉献。
So the structure of this website and design is actually the financial support came from this member.
所以这个以斯帖讲那个莫迪改讲这句话很重要。
So what Mordecai said was very important.
你不知道吗？你得王后的位分是为着现今的机会。
Do you not know you have come to such a royal position for such a time as this?
不要想说你做了王后强过其他的人。
Don't think that just because you have become the queen, you are better than other people.
神给你这个机会是为着另外一个机会，要救犹太人。
God gave you this opportunity so you can have another opportunity to save your own people.
所以我们要想。
So we have to reflect.
我们现在教会要买会堂。
Our church is about to purchase new church.
真的神给我们一个机会。
God has given us this chance.
给我们机会，我们用我们所做得到的力，神给我们的力量啊，尽量做。
And we should do according to what God has given us.
我们不晓得这个机会什么时候要过去。
We don't know when this opportunity will pass away.
这是莫迪改哈，这是以斯帖能够把握机会的第二个原因。
This was the second reason that Esther was able to grasp hold of this opportunity.
因为她对同胞的爱。
Because of her love towards her people.
第三个。
Point three.
她愿意把握这个机会，是因为她的勇敢。
She was willing to grasp hold of this opportunity because she was very brave.
所以我们看第四章的十六节。
Let us look at chapter 4, verse 16.
然后我违例进去见王，若死就死吧。
If,
第四章十六节。
Verse 16.
最后一句话。
When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. If I perish, I perish.
若死就死吧。
If I perish, I perish.
我愿意把生命都撇开。
I'm willing to give up my life.
当她这么勇敢的时候，她反而保留了生命。
When she's so brave, actually she was able to preserve her life.
所以这个告诉我们，我们要把握机会，有时候真的要勇敢。
So sometimes when we have to take hold of the opportunity, we have to be brave.
但是这个勇敢不是盲目的。
But this bravery is not just something that we do without thinking.
这个勇敢是靠神以后大有信心所产生的勇敢。
This bravery came from relying on God and trusting in God's guidance.
所以我做禁食三日专业昼夜，我不吃也不喝，然后我去进去。
So Queen Esther did not eat or drink for 3 days, night and day, and so she went to see the king.
所以这个莫迪改他不是以斯帖，他不是说啊，我进去看了被砍头也没有关系。他先做准备工作，我禁食尽我力量祷告三天，当然我进去看。如果神要让我死，死也没关系。
Esther, she prepared herself. She didn't just go directly to see the king. She prepared herself by fasting. Then if she perish, she perishes.
所以我们有时候做圣工真的要勇敢。
So when we do God's work, we need to be brave.
如果我们看到神在带领，我们要看到神的旨意，我们要勇敢。
When we see God's will and we see God's guidance, we need to be brave.
我在看这个传道人他到刚果去工作的报告。
I saw the report of a preacher who went to Congo.
这真的是一种机会。
This is an opportunity.
因为刚果内战打死好多人。
Because there was turmoil in Congo, and then there many people died as a result.
现在战事平静了。
And now it's temporarily in peace.
就允许进去了。
So people can enter into the country.
等他传完回来，一出来又开始打，又不能进去了。
After he went to Congo and preached and.Exited that country, then this civic turmoil actually began again.
所以这个要勇敢啊。
So we need to be brave.
你如果要到非洲去传道，你要怕，非洲人会不会抢我？要不要疟疾？你的算来算去哦，所有的冒险都算出来，你就不要去了。
So if you are afraid to go to Africa because some people will rob you or you will have some disease, contract some disease, then don't think about going.
就做我们应该做的，预防针要打，就药要吃，然后交给神吧。你这样 勇敢才有办法进去啊。
So we do what we have to do. You actually get the immunization and then you take the proper medication, then you go and preach.
那么圣工也是一样。
And the holy work is the same.
我们要祷告求神带领。
We need to pray and ask God for His guidance. And we need to be brave.
然后一切交给神。
And give everything to God.
我常常在想啊，1977年他们在买 El Monte 教会。
I often think in 1977 was a purchase of El Monte Church.
后来在买这个伊丽莎白教会。
Then it was a purchase of Elizabeth Church.
那个都是很美好的见证。
Those were great testimonies.
以他们那个时候所带的款项跟他的信徒数来比。
If we were to see the ratio of the loan and the ratio of the membership,
比我们现在这个San Jose教会的担子更重。
It is actually the burden is much heavier than San Jose Church.
他们知道神要叫他们做。
But they know that God wants them to do this.
他们很勇敢。
They were brave.
不是盲目，是靠神的信心。
It is not from their own will, but they actually relied on God.
结果两个教会都发现，两三年债务就解决了。
And after 2 to 3 years, their debts were cleared.
回头过来看，那一段路程变成美好的见证，很好的体验。
When they reflect upon this road, this process became beautiful testimony.
所以我们要勇敢。
So we need to be brave.
靠神而勇敢。
We need to rely on the Lord and be brave.
把握机会。
We need to take hold of opportunity.
像莫德，像以斯帖一样，把握机会。
Just like Esther, taking hold of opportunity.
我们一起来默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
Amen. 我们休息十分钟。
Let us take a rest. 10 minutes.